From the Acts of the Apostles. Now the apostles and the brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" But Peter began and explained to them in order, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something descending like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'No, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has cleansed, you must not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brethren also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also has God granted repentance unto life." This is the word of the Lord. Every year on the 5th of November, in the East Sussex town of Lewes, an effigy of the saint we commemorate today, the Dominican Pope St. Pius V, is burnt. In recent years, he has been joined by images of other, albeit fleeting, figures of hate, George Bush, Tony Blair, and Osama bin Laden. But the perennial favorites, Guy Fawkes and Pope Pius V, remain, along with the flaming crosses and cries of "No Popery" and "Burn the Pope." St. Pius V's bad press image goes back to the time of the Reformation. His excommunication of Elizabeth I, his implementation of the decrees of the Council of Trent, and his role in transforming the Christian coalition that defeated the Ottoman forces at the Battle of Lepanto all seem a world removed from Jesus and his apostles. It is this perception which most strongly fuels schisms and heresies, not malice usually, but the sincere desire to return to a time of apostolic purity and simplicity. But this desire is itself an illusion, and in our day, one clear expression of this same illusion is the tagline, "What would Jesus do?" The question is asked with the best of intentions, but the fault lies not so much in the outcome, but in the question itself. The question is mistaken. In the first reading, some disciples of Jesus appear to ask themselves precisely what would Jesus do. He would not, presumably, eat with Gentiles. But Peter embodies within the whole community of believers what Jesus did do. Peter represents Catholic Christianity, that is, the fullness of Christianity, and he holds together that fullness of Christianity. Catholicism, then, can never be an artificial construct of what Jesus might have done. Rather, the Church lives today what Jesus does even now, because we trust in his promises that he will never abandon us, his Church, and that the gates of Hades will never overcome the Church, his bride. In the Church, then, we live what Jesus does even now. St. Pius V, like St. Peter before him, watched and understood how Jesus was working in and through the Church. And so he formed the Holy League, with Don John of Austria as their commander. In Chesterton's poem, The Battle of Lepanto, those seekers of what Jesus would do are the very ones who do what Jesus wouldn't. While St. Pius V, by the grace of God, fights to save Christendom in the person of his captain, Don John. And Chesterton wrote, "And Christian killeth Christian in a narrow, dusty room, and Christian dreadeth Christ that hath a newer face of doom, and Christian hateth Mary that God kissed in Galilee, but Don John of Austria is riding to the sea."